Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 90 for Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016. Your apps. This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Prosper. Prosper is a peer-to-peer lending marketplace which connects people who are looking to borrow money with those who have money to lend. Visit prosper.com/arena to apply for a loan now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. It's that time again. You all send me so many incredible tips as well as apps, and I always appreciate it. One type of submission surpasses all else, the apps that you create yourselves. A lot come through, which means it's not entirely easy to make it into this type of episode anymore, where I'm going to showcase a few on the show here. The sheer volume of high-quality submissions means I'm spoiled with choice, and I can highlight the best of the crop. And today, I've picked three super strong independent apps developed by you. So let's take a look at three great apps created by the Android App Arena community in this week's roundup. Denny Weinberg submitted this app called, I believe it's LevyPick, could also be LeviPick, but I'm going to go with LevyPick. It's a photo gallery with some nice location-based features, as well as some material design touches built in. Now, from the main page you see here, we see all the folders that are on my device. Now, scrolling down, you kind of get a sense of the pictures inside of each folder with a row of nice thumbnails for each. I like the darkened theme of the app. You can change that up in settings, of course. Things look very clean, and down there at the bottom is the camera button as the floating action button to fire off a picture if you want. You can also scroll through your camera roll by date down here, and things populate quickly as it kind of scroll fast from top to bottom. There's no real lag built into the app. If you've rated any images inside LevyPick, you can also sort by those ratings here. Now, here's the coolest part, I think, anyways. This location tab, it actually pulls up a Google map with all of your on-device images and videos occupying a space on the map based on where they were captured. Now, of course, that's given that you actually had location settings active when you captured those photos initially. You can zoom in, zoom out, and watch your images kind of pop in and out around the map. It's a neat visualization of where you happen to take most of your pictures. And finally, you can go ahead and select a bunch of your favorite pictures and tap this slideshow button up here. That will set up a wallpaper slideshow that changes your background wallpaper with those images based on time settings that you pick. It's a nice bonus. LevyPick can be found for free with a $1.65 upgrade inside the app to remove the ads. Now, Tim sent us his app called Stabs. That ends with a Z. Stabs is a travel companion app. It's meant to be a resource for you to find or share moments or hidden locations around the world. On the main explore page, I have this slider up at the top, which is used to limit or broaden the area within which Stabs will surface user locations and updates. Now, as you can see, there's a little bit of activity in San Francisco, nothing up here in Petaluma, but with a service like this, these things take time to build critical mass, of course. Now, any update can be tapped into so you can see where it was dropped exactly. You can also follow the comment stream down below with other users. You can find that location on the map with the map button down here and pin that stat for reference later when you happen to be a bit closer to it so you can check it out in person for yourself. And you can also add your own stat. That's kind of what it's all about, is user-generated content. Down at the bottom, you can just snap a picture wherever you happen to be, add a location marker to it, and there it is for anyone else to go exploring. Go to Stap of the Day, and you'll see some Stap updates that have a bit more action going on than what I'm seeing here in Petaluma. That'll give you a sense of what Staps is like when used in an area with a lot more users than, where I'm at here in Petaluma. It seems like a nice way to share your favorite locations, but a service like this hinges on the amount of users using it. So check it out for yourself and pitch in with a location or two. Find Staps for free in the Play Store now. Kevin Tang submitted his app called Room.me. And though it's a bit limited in geographic scope, it's very well designed and it's easy to see how it could branch out further. Room.me or RoomMe is a way to find a roommate in California, which if you've ever looked for a roommate, there are so many ways for it to go all wrong. Hopefully, RoomMe can smooth out that process. The onboarding process is smooth, asking critical questions about you that your potential roomie is going to want to know about you, whether you smoke, what you eat, how connected you want to be with your roommate, and so on. And once that's done, you're in the main landing page, which shows a nice map of your local area. And beyond that, a long graphical list of potential rooms. You can tap into anything that looks appealing, and you'll find all the information that you need about that place, including a nice carousel of pictures up at the top. Now, at the bottom, you're going to find expansive information about that place, as well as a bit of information about your potential roommate. Very important. And if you happen to like what you see, tap the person, and you can send a message to maybe make an offer or set up an appointment to see it. Included on each listing is a percentage rating. That aims to see how compatible you are with a place or roommate based on those questions that you answer. You can actually increase the likelihood of a match by answering even more questions about who you are and what you're looking for. Finally, tap that map button down below for an alternate view of the available listings on a map. There's a decent amount of activity, as you can see here in San Francisco, as well as, of course, the Los Angeles area. So check it out if you're looking for new avenues to find a roommate. And hopefully RoomMe can expand even further. Find Room.me in the Play Store for free. Man, you guys are super talented. Now, granted, some of today's apps are limited in scope thanks to kind of the regionality of the services, but that takes nothing away from the thought and the design that went into creating them. And who knows, the next breakaway hit has to start somewhere, right? Now, if you want to be considered for a future episode like this, please keep sending me your apps. That's arena@twit.tv. Tell me a little bit about the app that you've created and why, and it'll be added to the list to be considered for a future episode like this one. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode, and that's Prosper. In today's economy, cash really is king, now more than ever. So instead of getting stuck with high interest rate credit cards, all you got to do is go to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest, and they're investing in you. It's kind of like peer-to-peer investment. Your peers are investing their money in for you. It's like the Uber or Airbnb for borrowing money. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. Now, with Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. If you want to, you know, pay off high-rate credit cards, or maybe you want to fix up your house, even plan a vacation. I know I need to plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. If you've got an idea for a great app, let's say, and you need the runway to get it off the ground, just think of what you could do with the money from Prosper. You're funding your passion. You're setting the wheels in motion. It could be the perfect starting point for your next adventure in app development. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash that you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, just go to Prosper.com/arena. For up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/arena. That's Prosper.com/arena. We thank Prosper for their support. All right, up next, a game that is simple, it's fun, and it's addictive. It's this week's Big App. Here's a quick one that will kill some time while you're waiting it out somewhere incredibly dull. It's called Stack. And if you like a little material design flair inside even your addictive gaming experiences, then you might enjoy Stack. The premise here is that you have to build a tower as tall as possible. You're piecing it together using large square pieces that slide into place from the side. Time it right, and those pieces will fit perfectly onto the piece below them. If you miss perfection by even a hair, the extra misaligned piece drops off to fall down the stack, and that makes the area that you must match with the next piece smaller than the one before it. As the tower climbs higher, the colors kind of shift gradually over time. What can I say? The simplistic graphics just work for me. Love all the colors. Everything's pretty minimal, including the gameplay, but it's incredibly challenging and difficult to play just once. You should check it out for yourself. Find Stack for free in the Play Store with a $1.86 upgrade inside the app to remove the ads. So that was definitely one of those games that I recorded far too much B-roll for, simply because every time I thought I was done playing, I decided, nah, I'm going to hit the play button and play one more time. It's incredibly addictive, so I hope you guys enjoy it. Send me your favorite apps, games, categories, whatever you have, to arena@twit.tv, even the apps that you've developed. I would love to see them. You can also post those to the subreddit. That's androidapparena.reddit.com. The show plays live every Wednesday right around 5 p.m. Pacific, following Tech News Today at twit.tv/live, and the new episodes will always appear later in the evening on Wednesdays in the feeds as well as on the show page. The most important place to go, just remember, twit.tv/arena. Alrighty, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I will see you next week in the arena.